Good day. Welcome again to the Preacher Parker Show. Hope you enjoyed the last few episodes that I've had. Been some crazy times, been some good, interesting talks. But today, I'm just going to give you a short thing. Today, I want to talk about positivity. And I want to talk about challenging people to a 24-hour positive day. 24 hours challenge. You can't be negative not one second of the day. No matter how bad the situation gets, no matter what obstacle you face, no matter who confronts you, whether it's somebody from your past, somebody that you just don't like, one of your co-workers, or even a family member that you're just having a personal beef with, I just want you to try 24-hour positivity. Now, some of you may ask, how is that possible, or how can we even achieve that? And I'll tell you, the first thing you have to do is get some good night's sleep the day before you plan on doing this. Why? Because the power of rest is so important. The power of just a good enough sleep. I'm not saying sleep all day. I'm not saying you need to take more than 6 hours of sleep. Just a good 5 to 6 hour rest that's really got your body just enough. Just enough to get you that in the morning when you wake up with that smile on your face. First thing, good sleep. Second thing, before you go to sleep, don't watch anything negative. I mean, don't watch nothing, don't listen to nothing, don't be around negativity. Anything that has to do with something wrong doing, something that can cause any kind of irritation in your life, that just bothers you, or have your mind thinking about some negative things while you're sleeping, take that out of your life immediately, before you even try this 24-hour challenge. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, guys, because it's not easy, because, you know me, I need my sleep. When I knock out, I knock out. You know what I mean? I do stay up all night, but when I sleep. So it's kind of hard. But what I have to do is adjust my schedule, adjust my time. Discipline, very important to discipline yourself and say, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to allow myself to sleep past a certain time. I need the rest that I need. I need to just do the right thing. I like to go to sleep at nighttime watching my favorite video, videos or YouTube videos, or watch a crazy, interesting movie or show. But most of it consists of violence, anger, arguments, bullying, fighting, those things that I watch. If I go to sleep, you know, I'm not really thinking it's a big deal, but sometimes it can cause conflicts in your dreams. So that's another challenge. Just take that away, guys. You know, it's just getting over old habits. Very important to do. Now, with that being said, once you get that phase going, guys, then I want you to wake up that morning. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you gotta do is be happy to be alive. Be happy that you are alive. Be happy that the fact that the Lord, the great Lord, allows you to live. If you don't believe in the Lord, you know that's your own personal opinion, then just believe that for some reason, it was meant for you to survive this day. It was meant for you to wake up this morning. It was meant for you to go out and conquer your destination. Get to your place of destiny and do what you must do. You know, but and when you really truly think about that, it's like, why did I wake up? You know, I mean, there's people that don't wake up out of bed. There's people that are asleep, sick, going through diseases, can't get up, going through a coma. So for you to get up that morning with air in your lungs, you could breathe in. You could get up to your fridge and open it up and see what you want, or drink some water, or to go to your bathroom and brush your teeth and take a shower. Those are privileges. So always remember, you are privileged to even have that. If you don't have those things, then it's different. And I understand that's much more tougher. So with that being said, I would say, conquer your morning with, you know, praise the Lord. A good morning prayer, you know what I'm saying? Or open up a good book or something that uplifts you, that motivates you through your day, that conquers your mind, and motivates your mind to achieve a goal, to really push through it. Push through it, ladies and gentlemen. Push through it. Now, that prayer is important, guys. You know, for those that believe, you know, that prayer is very important, because you woke up that morning and said, thank you, Lord, first. You got 24 hours to go. 23 hours, 59 minutes, if you want to get technical. You know what I mean? To say, I have a long day to go. But right now, I have to spend a few minutes, hour or so, with my Father, with my Creator, with the universe, with the alignment of the stars and the constellations, however you feel. Just wake up full of grace. After you do that daily prayer, you feel good, you feel rejuvenated, drink that water. Good water in your body. Brush your teeth. Cleanse yourself. Take that early morning nice warm water shower, cold. Look outside your window. Look around. That's why getting a good sleep is important, because if you can wake up early enough, you got enough time to see the sunset, enough time to see the beautiful morning dew, and just enjoy it. Breathe it in. Inhale it. Look at the nature. If you're not around nature, then have pictures of nature around you. Have something, photos of something that's positive, that when you wake up this morning and say, yes, it's going to be a great day when I get outside. Things are going to change. Then I want you to practice looking at yourself in the mirror and just smiling. Continue to smile. Smile, 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 smile till you can't stop smiling. Smile more times. Be like DeVos. Smile, bitch. You know what I'm trying to say, but just smile. So, you know, just enjoy yourself. And then look at yourself and then tell yourself something positive. I am blessed. I am happy. I am full of joy. You know, all good things are happening for me. Everything works in my favor. I am handsome. I am beautiful. I am lovely. I am more than enough. No, just give you those early affirmations. Believe in yourself and know that you can do anything. At that moment, you would look in the mirror and tell yourself daily, really look at yourself in the mirror and say it daily, I'm proud of me. I am happy for me. Start your day off with a positive day, guys. Throughout your day, if you have to go to work, smile. Continue to smile. Continue to push through anything that could harm you and smile. While you're walking around the street and you're looking at people, you're talking to people and say, I'm going to have a great day. I'm a happy person. I'm a happy person. People love me. I am surrounded by positivity. Say that every chance you get. Every chance you get, because it's going to be challenges, I promise you. For you to have a positive day, there's going to be so many challenges. But I know you can get through it if you just believe you can get through it, because the power of the mind is just that powerful. And when you know that the power of the mind is that powerful, you will realize that you can achieve so much more. Throughout your eating, eat healthy. Eating healthy is important, guys, because you're eating negative food or junk food or greasy food, and you're trying to stay positive, believe it or not, it causes some kind of effect to you. It causes an effect to your mood. So you want to keep the veggies, those fruits, that the water, the good vitamins, the good things you need in your body, just so you can have that positive energy, that good feeling. Because everything matters, ladies and gentlemen. Everything matters that you do. And throughout the day, like I said, listen to jazz. Listen to, you know, classical music. Listen to some church music. Listen to something that makes you smile when you listen to it. Make some uplifting music. Some positive music. Whatever it is that makes you smile when you're listening to it, and you know that it's going to make you happy. It's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you cheese up. Watch comedy. Good comedy, not that violent, negative, cursing comedy, but comedy that makes you laugh and cry, because these emotions got to come out to have a good day, guys. Reminisce. Sit back. Think about the good times. Think about the positive times. Surround yourself with people that want to talk to you about the funny moments, the happy moments. Laugh a little. Cheese a moment. You know, just know that there's something good that's going to happen for you. You can keep these things going, guys, for 24 hours. I promise you, it's going to cause a good effect on you. Some of you might cry. Because we all need that positive day. We all need that feeling in us to know that something is out there that cares for us. There's people that care for us. We care for ourselves. We have to love ourselves. You know, just love ourselves. You can love our neighbors, love our others. Be better. Be positive. Be good to yourself. I appreciate everybody that's on here listening to the Preacher Parker Show. Want to find more about Preacher Parker? You can follow me on Instagram as Preacher_Parker. Facebook, I go by either J Parker or Preacher Parker. Either way, you can find me. Just hit me up on Anchor. There's different podcasts you can choose to listen to me, whether it's Spotify, Google Cast. Just, you know, please share. That's the most things I want to know is sharing. Just please share, because I want to reach more people. And if I can reach more people to send more positivity out there in the air, I'll feel good. And I'm hoping it's making you feel good. I just want to give my daily love to everybody and really talk some truth to people. Thank you for another day. Thank you for listening to Preacher Parker. Stay blessed. Stay warm. Stay happy. And most of all, stay loved. God bless. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Preacher Parker Show.